锁定 Radio 7774聪明九私房拷贝，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间了。 Jessie， 这周的节目当中呢，我们将为大家带来皮克斯制作的著名的动画片系列，首先是2001年推出的这一部怪兽电力公司。
Hello everyone, I'm Susie. Today we will share a computer animated comedy film Monsters Incorporated. It was directed by Pete Docter, produced by Pixar Animation Studios, and released by Walt Disney Pictures.
这是皮克斯继《玩具总动员》一和二以及《虫虫特工队》之后推出的第四部全电脑动画片。为本片呢，皮克斯又发展出了不少新的电脑动画特技。
The technical team and animators found new ways to render fur and clothes realistically for the film. Randy Newman, who composed the music for Pixar's three prior films, returned to compose its score.
这部怪兽电力公司可谓是发挥了天马行空的想象力，打造了一个怪兽生长的城市 Monsterpolis.
The city of Monsterpolis is inhabited by monsters.And powered by the screams of children in the human world. At the Monsters Incorporated factory, employees called Scarers venture into children's bedroom to scare them and collect their screams using closet doors as portals.
对于怪兽们来说呢，这是个极其危险的工作。公司老板 Walter News 也经常警告员工们，人类的孩子都带有致命的毒性。
There's nothing more toxic or deadly than a human child. A single touch could kill you. Leave a door open and a child could walk right into this factory, right into the monster world.
I won't go in a kid's room. You can't make me.
You're going in there because we need this.Our city is counting on you to collect those children's screams. Without scream, we have no power. Yes, it's dangerous work, and that's why I need you to be at your best. I need scarers who are confident, tenacious, tough, intimidating. I need scarers like James P. Sullivan.
在电兽怪力公司里呢，最重要的工作岗位啊，就是这个 Scarer， 去负责吓唬人类小孩的怪兽。那对于公司来说呢，他们也是急需的人才，所以这一天呢，在新员工的这个培训训练当中啊，老板 Walter News 亲自来训话了。
Walter News 首先要强调一下这份工作的重要性，他说道 Our city is counting on you to collect those children's screams. 我们的城市要正常运转的话，就要靠你们来收集到小孩子们的尖叫声了。那他用到了 count on 这个词组来表示依靠、依赖或者是信赖。那我们再来举个例子，我们可以说 children count on their parents for love and security， 孩子们依靠他们的父母给予他们爱和安全感。同时呢，与这个词组含义相同的，我们也接触过有像 depend on 和 rely on。 Walter News 既想到 without scream we have no power，因为如果没有尖叫声的话，我们就没有电力了，也就是说我们的城市就没有办法正常运转下去了。
当然了，作为这个 scarer 去吓唬人的怪兽，工作并不简单，而且是很危险的，所以呢 Walter News 说，我才要求你们要全力以赴。
那到底什么样的怪兽才能有这样的资格呢？他说到 I need scarers who are confident, tenacious, toughintimidating， 也就是我们需要那些个能够足以吓倒那些个小孩子的怪兽，而这样的怪兽一定要有自信心、有耐力，要神勇彪悍，而且要凶猛可怕。那他用到的来表示有耐力、能坚持的这个词就是 tenacious， T-E-N-A-C-I-O-U-S， tenacious。If you are tenacious, you are very determined and do not give up easily， 也就是用来形容坚韧不拔的。坚持不懈的。
There's nothing more toxic or deadly than a human child. A single touch could kill you. Leave a door open and a child could walk right into this factory, right into the monster world.
I won't go in a kid's room. You can't make me.
You're going in there because we need this. Our city is counting on you to collect those children's screams. Without scream, we have no power. Yes, it's dangerous work, and that's why I need you to be at your best. I need scarers who are confident, tenacious, tough, intimidating. I need scarers like... like James P. Sullivan.
公司的明星员工啊，叫 James P. Sullivan， 大家都亲切地称呼他 Sully。他总是能够成功地吓到小孩子，收集到最多的尖叫声。
The top scarer is Sully, who lives with his assistant and best friend Mike, and has a rivalry with the ever-determined comedian-like monster Randall.
长得有点像这个变色龙的 Randall 呢，也的确是一个厉害的竞争对手。他的成绩啊，现在仅仅落后 Sully 一点点，所以对于 Sully 来说呢，他是相当的不服气。
I'm in the zone today, Sullivan. Gonna be doing some serious scaring, putting up some big numbers.
Wow, Randall, that's great. That should make it even more humiliating when we break the record first. Ha ha!
Do you hear that? It's the winds of change.
这天开工之前 Randall 挑衅地对 Sully 讲道 I'm in the zone today 我今天可是非常在状态啊 Gonna do serious scaring Put up some big numbers 我一定会好好的吓唬一下那些个孩子们搞不好会打破记录的哟那这里面 Randall 用到了 in the zone 这个词组我们知道 zone 本身可以表示区域那么这里的 in the zone则是俚语表示处于巅峰状态例如我们可以说 The athlete was really in the zone He broke the world record 这位运动员今天的状态非常好最终打破了世界纪录
这个大怪兽 Sully 呢一向是比较憨厚的所以呢他并不跟 Randall 去争辩但是他的助手 Mike 呢实在听不下去了他也很不服气啊所以他跟 Randall 说你就别自取其辱了
但是 Randall 吹了个口哨有些张狂地说道 Do you hear that? 你听到了吗It's the winds of change. 风声都会告诉你世道变了，总会有风水轮流转的时候，也就是今天该我赢了。
I'm in the zone today, Sullivan. Gonna be doing some serious scaring, putting up some big numbers.
Wow, Randall, that's great. That should make it even more humiliating when we break the record first. Ha ha!
Do you hear that? It's the winds of change.
接下来呢我们就看到了怪兽电力公司当中每天最壮观的一幕啊就是怪兽们走向了厂房准备开始工作了。通过神奇的魔力之门怪兽们来到了人类的世界来到了孩子们的睡房里在夜里吓唬他们收集尖叫声。
During an ordinary day's work on the scare floor, fellow scarer George Sanderson accidentally brings a child sock into the factory, causing the child detection agency to arrive and cleanse him.
由于这次意外怪兽电力公司不得不中断了日常工作老板 Waterloos 很是踌躇因为人类的孩子已经越来越难被吓唬住了公司现在正面临困境整个怪兽城市呢也面临能源短缺
Production is falling as children are becoming harder to scare and company chairman Waterloos is determined to find a solution
James, this company has been in my family for 3 generations. I would do anything to keep it from going under.
Well, so would I, sir.
Say, I could use your help with something.
Anything, sir.
You see, we've hired some new scare recruits, and frankly, they're...
Inexperienced?
Extinct.
Uh-huh.
I thought maybe you might come by tomorrow and give them a demonstration.Show them what it takes to be our top scarer, huh?
I'll start out with the old water noose jumping growl.
Oh, yes, now that's my boy.
这个老板 Waterloos 呢是很看重 Sully 的，因为他是公司里的明星员工嘛，工作效率最高。
所以呢，这天他也不免当着 Sully 的面抱怨了一下。This company has been in my family for 3 generations.这家公司是我的家族事业传到我这儿呢已经是第三代了 I would do anything to keep it from going under 我愿意做任何事情去拯救它也就是说为了能够让公司正常的运转下去我是会不惜一切代价的那这里面 Waterloos 用到了 go under 这个词组可以用来表达商行或公司的倒闭垮掉或者是项目的终止失败所以呢 Waterloos 这里说到 keep it from going under 我们知道 keep something from doing是指阻止某事发生阻止某人做某事的意思那么 keep it from going under 也就是阻止这家公司垮掉倒闭掉
那这次 Waterloos 主要是抱怨什么呢是新雇佣的这些 scarer 这些去吓唬人的怪兽实在是能力不济啊让这个 Waterloos 啊看不到公司的前景了
在 Waterloos 眼中呢这批新来的员工是非常差劲的他直接用到了一个词 stink stink。那这个词呢，原意是用来表达恶臭，或者是令人讨厌或反感，同时呢，也可以表示令人感觉糟糕。那可见在他的心目当中，新员工非常的糟糕。他因此对 Sally 说道 ：“I thought maybe you might come by tomorrow and give them a demonstration。我想请你明天过来示范一下。”那这里面 Waternoose 用到了 demonstration 这个单词 ，demonstration， demonstration， 它的含义就指示范或者是演示。那到底示范什么呢？他继续说到 ，show them what it takes to be our top scarer， 让他们知道怎样才是吓人的高手。
James, this company's been in my family for 3 generations. I would do anything to keep it from going under.
Oh, so would I, sir.
Say, I could use your help with something.
Anything, sir.
You see, we've hired some new scare recruits, and frankly, they're
inexperienced?
They stink. I thought maybe you might come by tomorrow and give them a demonstration. Show them what it takes to be our top scarer, huh?
I'll start out with the old water noose jumping growl.
Yes, now that's my boy.
在这天下班之后呢，麦克赶着要去赴约，于是他央求萨里啊帮他去交那些工作汇报单。
Well, going to file Mike's paperwork, Sally discovers that Randall left an activated door on the scare floor in an apparent attempt to cheat, and a young girl has entered the factory, much to Sally's horror.
萨利几经努力啊，想把这个人类的小女孩送回去，但是那扇魔力之门却在这个时候被 Randall 运回了仓库。
Mike and his girlfriend Celia are on a date at a restaurant when Sally comes to him for help, but Charles erupts when the girl is discovered in the restaurant and the CDA is caught.
情急之下，两个人甚至扔下了 Celia， 带着小女孩赶忙逃回了家。
How can I do this? I'm going to be so stupid. This could destroy the company.
The company? Who cares about the company? What about us? That thing is a killing machine! I bet it's just waiting for us to fall asleep. And then, bam! Oh, we're easy prey, my friend. Easy prey, we're sitting targets. Okay, look. I think I have a plan here. Using mainly spoons, we dig a tunnel under the city and release it into the wild.
因为从小接受的教育啊，就是被告知这个人类的小孩是带有致命的毒性的，所以麦克和萨利亚其实都挺怕这个人类的小姑娘的。
麦克甚至说到，这个小女孩肯定是要准备在咱们睡着的时候对付咱们的。We are easy prey, my friend. We are sitting targets.我们现在只能够坐以待毙了。那么在刚刚的这句话当中呢， Mike 用到了两个名词短语，一个是 easy prey。Prey, P-R-E-Y, 本身的含义呢是指猎物，那么 easy prey 就是指容易捕获的猎物，也就是说很容易上钩，很容易被捉到。那另外呢，他还用到了 sitting target, target, T-A-R-G-E-T, 它的本身含义呢是指目标。那 sitting target, 顾名思义也就是坐着的目标，那连动都不带动的，说明很容易就会受到攻击，是一个一点防备都没有的活靶子。那另外还要提醒大家注意的是呢，还有一个词组跟 sitting target 的含义是一样的，就是 sitting down。
How can I do this? I'm going to be so stupid. This could destroy the company.
The company? Who cares about the company? What about us? That thing is a killing machine! I bet it's just waiting for us to fall asleep. And then, bam! Oh, we're easy prey, my friend. Easy prey, we're sitting targets. Okay, look, I think I have a plan here. Using mainly spoons, we dig a tunnel under the city and release it into the wild.
Spoons.
Mike 现在是很慌张啊，他也想出了不少主意，说怎么处理掉啊这个人类的小女孩。但是我们也听得出来，没有一个主意是靠谱的。
Sally and Mike take the girl home, discovering that she is not toxic at all.
Hey Mike, this might sound crazy, but I don't think that kid's dangerous.
Really? Well, in that case, let's keep it. I always wanted a pet that could kill me.
Now look, what if we just put her back in the door?
What?
Mike, think about it. If we send her back, it's like it never happened.Everything goes back to normal.
Is that a joke? Tell me you're joking. Sally, I'd like to think that given the circumstances, I've been extremely forgiving up to now. But that is a horrible idea. What are we going to do? March right out into public with that thing? Then I guess we just
Walt's right up the factory, right?
看来呢，萨利啊，对这个人类的小孩已经有了新的认识了。看起来他们并没有传说中的那么可怕，带有什么致命的毒性啊。至少现在萨利和麦克都活得好好的呀。第二天，经过了乔装打扮啊，萨利把伪装成怪兽的小女孩带回了工厂里。
The next day, they smuggle her into the factory, and Mike attempts to return her through her door.
但是要想找到小女孩的那扇门呢，似乎啊也并非易事。
Mike, that's not her door.
What are you talking about? Of course it's her door.
It's her door.
No, her door was wide.
No.
And it had flowers on it.
No.
It must have been dark last night, because this is its door.
Hey, you hear that? Sounds like fun in there. Okay, send me a postcard, kid. Bye-bye. Come on.
Look at this thing.
See this thing, Joe? Get this thing.
Mike, this isn't Boo's door.
Boo? What's Boo?
That's what I decided to call her. Is there a problem?
Sorry, you're not supposed to name it.
Once you name it, you start getting attached to it.
看起来呢，萨利还是很负责任的，他并不想随便找一个门就把小姑娘扔回人类的世界就行了，而是真的要找到这个小姑娘的卧室的门。但这谈何容易啊，因为在整个的这个怪兽电力公司里有成千上万扇的门。
而这个时候呢，麦克也察觉到了萨利对这个小姑娘似乎有了感情，甚至给这个小姑娘起了个名字叫布。因此他警告萨利说， Once you name it, you start getting attached to it. 一旦你给她取了名字，你就开始对她有感情了。在这里呢，麦克用到了 attached to somebody or something 这个短语，它是一个形容词的短语，表示对什么东西喜爱的、爱慕的或者是留恋的。例如我们可以说， I've never seen two people so attached to each other.我从来没有见过两个人这么如胶似漆的。还可以说 We've grown very attached to this house and would hate to move. 我们十分留恋这所房子，真不舍得搬家。而在电影当中呢，则用到的是 get attached to， 也就是对什么产生了感情。
那 Mike 的意思也就是说呢，你一旦啊给他起了一个名字，对他有感情了，你就该舍不得送他走了，那可不行。
Mike, that's not her door.
What are you talking about? Of course it's her door.
It's her door.
No, her door was wide.
No.
And it had flowers on it.
No.
It must have been dark last night, because this is its door.
Hey, you hear that? Sounds like fun in there. Okay, send me a postcard, kid. Bye-bye. Come on.
Look at this thing.
See this thing, Joe? Get this thing. Perfect.
Mike, this isn't Boo's door.
Boo? What's Boo?
That's what I decided to call her. Is there a problem?
Sorry, you're not supposed to name it.
Once you name it, you start getting attached to it.
还别说，这个人类的小女孩布呢，绝对是特别的淘气，不然她当初也不可能从自己的门里溜出来，来到怪兽的世界。而就在麦克和萨利争论的时候呢，这个布啊又溜掉了。而麦克觉得呢，既然小女孩不见了，他们刚好就可以当做什么都没发生。
Where is she?
I don't believe it. She got away from you again? Well, that is just... Wait a minute, the sun is coming up. This is perfect. She's gone!
就在出去找布的时候呢，萨利和麦克碰到了 Randall。 显然 Randall 也在找那个小女孩，他似乎已经察觉出萨利和麦克与这件事情有关。
Where's the kid?
Kid? What kid?It's here in the factory, isn't it?
You're not pinning this on me. It never would have gotten out if you hadn't been cheating last night.
Cheating? Cheating? Right. Okay, I think I know how to make this all go away. What happens when the whistle blows in 5 minutes?
I get a timeout? Everyone goes to lunch!
Which means the scare floor will be...
Painted?Empty! It'll be empty, you idiot!
You see that clock? The big hand is pointing up, and the little hand is pointing up. The kid's door will be in my station. But when the big hand points down, the door will be gone. You have until then to put the kid back. Get the picture?
在过道里呢， Randall 堵住了 Mike， 并且跟他摊了牌。而说实话呢，这事儿也因 Randall 而起啊，谁让他在下班之后还留一扇门在自己的工作区呢？ Mike 也觉得是 Randall 在利用这扇门作弊，在加班收集小孩子的尖叫声，以打破萨利的记录。
Randall 这个时候也假意合作的说，既然大家都有责任，我们就一起来把这件事情解决了吧。那怎么解决呢？也就是说，趁大家中午都吃午饭的时候，我们偷偷摸摸的把孩子送回去。 You see that clock? 你看到那个时钟了吗？ When the big hand is pointing up and the little hand is pointing up, 当时针和分针都指向上面，也就是说当12点的时候， the kid's door will be in my station.我就会把那个小孩子卧室的门调到我的工作站。But when the big hand points down, the door will be gone. 但是当分针指向下面，也就是说12点半的时候，门就会被运走。You have until then to put the kid back. Get the picture? 你必须要在那个时刻之前把孩子送回去，懂了吗？那这里面呢 ,Randall 用到了 get the picture 这个短语。它的表示你清楚了吗？你明白了吗？
Yes!Where's the kid?
Kid? What kid?
It's here in the factory, isn't it?
You're not pinning this on me. It never would have gotten out if you hadn't been cheating last night.
Cheating?
Cheating? Right.
Okay, I think I know how to make this all go away.
What happens when the whistle blows in 5 minutes?
I get a timeout?
Everyone goes to lunch!
Which means...The scare floor will be...
Painted?
Empty! It'll be empty, you idiot! You see that clock? The big hand is pointing up, and the little hand is pointing up. The kid's door will be in my station. But when the big hand points down, the door will be gone. You have until then to put the kid back. Get the picture?
那真的像 Randall 计划的这样 ,Mike 能够及时的找到那个小女孩布，并且在12点到12点半之间把她送回去吗？事情可能没有这么的简单。明天节目当中我们再继续的和苏子分享这一部动画片《怪兽电力公司》。
I am about to revolutionize the scaring industry. And when I do, even the great James P. Sullivan is going to be working for me.
He is trying to kill us! This whole thing is Randall's fault!
Randall? Sir, that's not the door.
I know. It's yours.
If I were a rich man in a room with a view, and if I were handsome,
no way,
it could happen. Both dreams do come true. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have.
Can I tell you something? For years I have envied.
You agree with it.
Your grace and your charm. Everyone loves you, you know.
Yes, I know.
But I must admit it.The guy you always come through. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
You and me together, that's how it always should be. One without the other don't mean nothing to me. Nothing to me.Yeah, I wouldn't be nothing, no, if I didn't have you to tell you. I'm just a funky little eyeball and a funky optic noise.
Hey, I never told you this. Sometimes I get a little blue.
Looks good on you.
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Let's dance.
如果想再次收听和重复收听我们的节目 Home Video, 欢迎大家登录网站 www.am774.com. I'm Jessie, see you tomorrow.
I'm Susie, see you tomorrow.
Yes, I wouldn't be nothing if I didn't have you.
I know what you mean, Sully, because
I wouldn't know where to go.
Me too, because I
wouldn't know what to do.
Why do you keep singing my part?
I don't have to say it.I'll say it anyway.
Cause we
both know it's true. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have.
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台 Going for Gold， 主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界，没有课堂，没有考试，没有压力，没有顾虑，不为考试，不为升职，只为自己更充实。365天原味英语听不断，地道口语练不完，精彩文化乐不够，英语 PK 台一起学起来。
大音精华，声系天下，北京人民广播电台公益广告。
冬季用火不要在灶台附近放置易燃物品，家长教育小孩一定不要玩火，冬季安全用火，享受美好生活。
还要用收音机广播吗？
你 out 了。北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，您可以通过网站 www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索掌上 AM774 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、 微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打65157598了解更多收听方式。
14 hours.